can you cut, I mean, cut corn out of roast ears?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what's mutton corn? You ever heard?
No.
Well, what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
A tassel.
And what's that long stringy stuff that you have to pull off the corn after you take off the shucks?
A silk.
And then what do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of that grows out in?
A pumpkin.
And there's a small yellow, like crookneck kind of vegetable that grows in your garden.
A squash.
And do you have any name for them if you let them dry?
No, it's a squash.
Still, it's called, mm-hmm. Well, what are the different kinds?
Like you said, a crookneck or a slick squash.
That's a kind of squash?
Mm-hmm.
What color is it?
It's yellow, but not as deep yellow as the crookneck, I would say. It's a real yellow kind, and it's a light yellow can. It's acorn squash also.
You grow all this?
I don't, but you grow it, it's grown down south though. The acorn squash, you make desserts out of it.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelon, mushmelon,
What about the one with the yellow meat you might eat for breakfast?
Cantaloupe. That's a mushmelon. A cantaloupe.
That's that same thing.
About the same thing. They have a little different taste.
But how do you tell the difference in
them? I don't like either one.
What's the difference in the color and the shape?
Mushmelon is a cantaloupe. It's similar to that coconut there. See that coconut thing?
Oh, yeah. About the size of a coconut?
Mm-hmm. Maybe bigger. And it's yellow.
But it's the same as a mushmelon.
Well, a mushmelon gets real yellow and a cantaloupe gets just medium yellow when it's ready. It's more greenish yellow. Both taste about the same. I don't like them. They're real mellow.
Well, I don't like them either.
You don't like them at all.
But in the springtime, you know, if you're out planting your garden and it rains or something, next day you might come and there'd be little white umbrella things all over the yard.
They call them stools. Frog stools, we call them.
Are they
stools? No, I don't. Some people say you eat them. I don't. I don't know. I never seen nobody eat any of it.
So none could eat?
No. I would say no.
Well, do you know anything like that that could, like, might grow out in the woods on a stump or a log or something?
A mushroom.
Would that be a mushroom?
Yeah. I don't eat it either.
You can't eat them either? Are those the same thing? Are toadstools and mushrooms the same thing?
No, they're different. I can't tell you the difference in between, but they look different too. Like you think the two toad frog stools don't smell. Oh, mushrooms stink, gosh.
They stink?
Yeah, really.
Can you eat the mushrooms?
No. And you know it's a mushroom you eat. It's not grown here.
It's not grown right here.
Mm-mm.
Well, do you know any other names for those kind of things?
No, that's the only name. Yeah.
Well, now, you mentioned watermelons a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they're large and green things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what different kinds of those do you know about? Are they different kinds of watermelons, or are they all the same?
They're different names, but they all are watermelons. They're made. You have a yellow meat watermelon also.
How big is it? What's its shape like?
A watermelon, all shape. Well, some round and some long, like ice gray watermelons are, what's the striped one? Black diamond.